trademarks and related property. Let's talk about trademarks. Trademarks are distinctive marks, models, devices, or emblems that a manufacturer stamps, prints, or otherwise affixes to the goods it produces so that those goods can be distinguished from the goods of other manufacturers or merchants. The mark must be distinctive. Uncommon words or words used in an uncommon or fanciful way. Trademarks are usually registered with the federal government. Federal registration provides stronger protection for trademark owners. A mark can be registered with the trademark office. Trade names. Trade names or trademarks refers to the product. Trademarks refers to the product, while the term trade name is used to indicate part or all of the business name. Unless the trade name is also used as a trademark, such as Xerox and Coca-Cola, the name is not protected under federal trademark laws. Trade names are protected under common law. Words must be usual or fanciful if they are to be protected as trade names. So now, trade infringements. So registration of a trademark with the U.S. Patent or Trademark Office gives notice on a nationwide basis that the trademark belongs exclusively to the registrant. A registrant is also allowed to use the symbol R, circle R, to indicate that the mark has been registered. Whenever the trademark is copied to a substantial degree or used in its entirety by another party, intentionally or unintentionally, the trademark has been infringed and the owner can sue. So what about trademark dilutions? So the Federal Trademark Dilution Act extends protection of federal trade laws. Trademark dilution occurs when a trademark is used without authorization in a way that diminishes the distinctive quality of the mark.